Paul, to get back to work today, did you get done what you wanted to on this day with a day off tomorrow?
Yeah, it's a little different structure. We just, to get him back on Winnipeg time, we wanted to get him into a workout, so we had him off ice and on ice today, and then they'll try to get on their sleep time tonight and tomorrow, and we'll go back to work.
Are you on your sleep time?
Okay, well, coming back is always easier, right? You feel, I'm sure as you did, feel a whole lot better today than we did our first day in Finland, but yeah. Coaches don't sleep a whole heck of a lot anyway, so this isn't too bad. We're fine.
Kind of on that note then, you've got more or less the week to get ready for Friday. So with giving the players the day off tomorrow, just from maybe the staff standpoint, how do you approach the next 3 or 4 days here?
Oh, in some ways you would start with 3-day blocks that you don't get later in the season. You'd kind of do maybe what you would do in between a playoff series, but not just for one team. We'll take a look at the parts of our game that we're working on right now, some defensive concepts that we're trying to get better at, and then use each of the days for a piece of your game. The challenge is going to be getting up to speed. It's not even kind of a rest thing. It's when you have a big block and such a change in your schedule, getting yourself right back up to the pace, and it's going to be critical because Colorado's got an awful lot of speed, so does New Jersey, so that'll be a good challenge.
Adam said he never really adjusted to the time over there. Must have been other players that happened. Did you how difficult was that as part of the challenge?
Well, it's true. There were some guys that just for whatever reason adjusted very quickly and felt good each day, and there were guys that never got to the point that they felt good. We knew that. I think that's true of both teams. Try to pick up on that fairly early in the game, the guys that are going, and get them out there a little bit more. But It when we came back, I've done it once before. It took a couple of weeks before the whole group felt normal again. But that's kind of like an NHL season. You got guys that are feeling good, guys that are dragging. So it's not completely unusual for what we deal with.
How would you rate the whole experience of being part of that global series?
Well, it's great, especially for the guys who haven't done it before. It is truly a break in the normal NHL routine. So there's a real positive to that. We'd like to think there'll be more and more that comes from it kind of down the road from having your team being a little closer together, and you see that benefit further down the road. Right now, the guys, it's quiet day to day because nobody's sure what time it is. We got the work we wanted to do, so that was good. But this day off for him will be good tomorrow.
Your thoughts on Patrick's performance this weekend?
I'm happy for him. You know, he was carrying it. There's no doubt about it. He's always hard on himself when he's not scoring, but he seemed to struggle a lot going into that series. So he put up 4, and he's back. You know, even in practice, looks like he's back shooting and feeling good about himself.
Did you think there was any possibility that going to that series was weighing on his mind?
You know, I think it should be. When, especially for the people that were there, you realize how big a deal Patty is over there, that he's going to go home and didn't like where his game was. He wants to be a good performer. They're all proud guys, so I'm sure he was carrying that.
So what does that say about Patrick, the person, that with all those pressures and potential distractions and maybe even excuses, that he's able to come up so big on a big stage?
He's been doing that, right? That was him. You think of the overtime winner against Toronto very early on in his pro career. He's been able to rise to those games. And I think from a confidence point of view, shooters always go through stretches where they're not scoring goals, and they need that positive. It's going to end. You know, I just have to keep pushing. So he worked hard, he pushed hard, and he got a great result.
You guys didn't try and smuggle all his family back on the charter?
I think they're here most nights anyway, aren't they? Yeah, there's a lot of familiar faces in the crowd.
Any update on
that? He couldn't afford it, though, no.
Gosh, probably could. opportunity for, I guess, Brendan Lemieux moving in this week. Have you heard anything from the league? What do you expect?
I haven't heard anything. We'll just wait. We got lots of time. I don't think there's an urgency for them to get a decision made.
How did you think Mick Letang handled himself in his
return? I liked this game. I've liked his practices, but you got to get into that game. So today he was really good again. You know, like just I made a couple of good plays with the puck. You don't have to grab him on the bench a whole lot anymore and reposition some of his thinking on the ice. He's got 100 games plus in, so now, and I liked him.
Just one more on Patrick, but when you see how he played in Finland, would there be a temptation to say, do we look at him again in that top six, or do you like where he is right now and you're going to keep him there for a while?
But coming off the bench, Lowry's line comes off the bench second, so in a lot of ways he is in the top six. Different position for him. I liked his game. At some point, I'd like to have him play with different styles of centermen. but I want to make sure we get that. I like Nick Ehlers, where he's at. I like the Connor a little chemistry. So, yeah, I mean, I've got the lines I had structured at the start of the year in my mind are the right ones, but they won't be over 82. You're going to make adjustments and change. At some point, it may come back to that. But I have more players. You know, the Detroit game was very good. The big chunk of the Toronto game was very good. We have more players right now in our last four, in my mind, playing well and going than we had in the four prior to it. So we'll leave it for now.